All right, a little history lesson here. As long ago as the Renaissance, opera was an art form that tried to put it all together. You know, all of the senses in one artistic blowout event. Whether low opera or high, the smells of the perfumed ladies or the gaudily clad strumpets, the smells of the meats being roasted outside the opera house, candles and the gas lights inside, all along with the music and everything else, the sensory explosion was extended by Wagner and others who tried intentionally to unite all art forms into a single pure happening. Well, last night, as part of the Guggenheim Museum's Works and Progress series, there was another step in that direction. A scent opera called Green Aria. It was created by Stuart Matthew. The perfumes, the smells themselves, were composed by Christophe Laudamiel, and the music was composed by the brilliant Nico Muhly and Valgeir Sigurdsson. Let me put you there, okay? You're in a dark theater at the Guggenheim Museum. Here's the music. Chandler Burr, you were there last night, right?
Yes, I was.
What are you smelling right now?
It was actually pretty difficult to match the smells with the music, I have to say.
But basically, maybe you're recalling...
Christophe Laudamiel, who's a brilliant perfumer, made different shades of green, which I thought was very interesting. He's essentially showing off his mastery of technique, and he is truly a master of technique. And giving you sort of molding these into art form. These were not scents that you would wear. They truly were abstract. It's basically abstract expressionist paintings, except they're olfactory.
And there you are, Chandler Burr, New York Times scent critic, sitting there at the Guggenheim Theater, and you've got some sort of device that transmits something to your nose as you're listening to this concert?
Right. So you go downstairs into the theater, you sit down, and your seat simply has a tube, which is flexible, and you can adjust the nozzle right in front of you, a little bit away from you, and it's terrific. It's an absolutely amazing system, technically.
So technically, you were really excited by this. What was the range of smells, and how do you think that they created them?
Well, what they did was basically Stuart Matthew had this idea, and he went to composers, Nico Muhly and Valgeir Sigurdsson, as you said, and to the perfumer Christophe Laudamiel. And he said, "Look, I'm gonna do the libretto. I'm gonna do a structure for this thing, and we want you to create these scents." And of course, the composers created a music that went with it. And last night, when they were talking, they gave a 15-20 minute presentation, and they said it was basically like composing film music. There are certain beats that you have to hit, and Christophe composed the scents that were basically the actors in the opera.
So instead of a soundtrack, the music had a nose track. Here's from the second movement of, or this is a continuation from the scent opera last night at the Guggenheim. So about 125 people sitting in the Guggenheim with these tubes that you say,
right.
And we actually talked to a few of them to give their reactions of the kinds of things they were smelling. I want you to listen to their reactions, and then we'll talk.
It feels like somebody who just cut grass and then washed it, like out of the laundry grass. It was really nice.
It smelled sort of like a burnt tire or burning hair, but they had a little bit of that lime base that they had with all the greens in it. So you could tell it was a green color, but it was still filthy.
I feel like I just have the general green scent smell in my nose. And I'm actually really sick of it. And I kind of want to get away from it, but I feel like I bit into a sandwich and I felt like I tasted the smell and I was like, ugh.
The smells were very evocative there. You talked about green. They're deliberately trying to evoke green in the smell.
Yes, but what was interesting about it was that there were different greens. And that was what was fascinating with what Christophe Laudamiel, the perfumer, did. He took a concept of green and he morphed it into different aspects. There was a shimmering green that was sort of electrical. There was a funky green that was truly organic green matter sort of gone bad. There were all these mutations on green, and it's as if you had seen, I'll put it in visual terms, if you saw a green painting and you saw all different sorts of shades and uses of green, this is exactly what he did. It was quite daring.
Before I ask you whether it hung together or not, At moments of observing this, did the sense of smell enhance your sense of the music? Did it create this visual quality that was attempted to be evoked by talking about particular colors?
The music in this case, I think, was more supposed to serve the scent. The scents were the actors in this. And it was these things were supposed to come in and come off like actors on a scene and basically sing, which is to say that you smelled them. He created things that were interesting. He created things that were shocking. He created things that were sort of fun and alarming, and he created things that were disgusting.
And they had names: Chaos, Magma, another green character, Absolute Zero.
Absolutely.
Industrial.
Yeah.
This was a sort of a first attempt. There have been other sorts of attempts, but this was a first one here. Did it hang together? Was there a story? Did you want to go, hey, I want you to smell this thing that I saw last night?
Yeah, I got to tell you, for me as a work of art, look, I think that technically it was extremely ambitious, and I think it was absolutely – it's thrilling as an idea that we can that artists can use, and I mean artists all the way to using this in a popular form. Look, I sat there and I thought of Quantum of Solace, the James Bond movie,
mm-hmm.
and I think that basically what you can do is you can do this. I would quote Stephen Sondheim here and a lot of other people, but Sondheim always says this: less is more. Now, this was overwhelming. It was all about the perfume. The perfumes were extremely strong, and they were literally right in your face. What if you took the Bond movie? He arrives in Haiti. What if you smell, just for an instant, you smell that ocean? He meets the Bond girl. You would smell her perfume. He's in Peru. Now, there are ambient scents all over the place. You could absolutely do that. This was not that, although it presages
that. But it
that.
Demonstrated the technical possibilities of that. This was an ambitious sort of operatic version of it. Chandler Bird, New York Times scent critic, thanks so much for being our reporter adventurer on
Absolutely.
This trip. Again, the scent opera was at the Guggenheim last night, part of the Works and Progress series, Green Aria. You're listening to some of the music. Sorry we can't give you the smells.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.